another Platte River Radio Sports presentation. ESPN Superstation Sports presents high school basketball.
Here's the top of the circle now for Howell. Right side for Prasovsky. Entry pass into Megan Anderson. Anderson kicks it right back out and will reset the offense. Ball fake here by Shayla Connor. Connor, baseline jumper, rolling around and good. What a great ball fake to get herself open with Shayla Connor.
Tonight, it's live coverage of the Loup Platte Conference Tournament as the Kearney Catholic Stars host the Donovan Trumbull Girls and the Loup City Boys. High school basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is brought to you by the ESPN Sports Club.
Stars are going to hold this for the final shot. Calling on the dribble. A little bit of pressure coming on. He'll penetrate in the lane. Floater. God! Tyson Calling, floater in the lane.
The Stars are seated third on both the boys' and the girls' side and look to defend their home court tonight. The winners advance to the semifinals in St. Paul on Thursday and Friday. It's the Loup Platte Conference Tournament coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show with ESPN Radio's Randy Bushcutter right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back here to Cope Coliseum, our second game of the night, first round of the Loup Platte Conference Tournament. Now it's time to turn our attention to the boys' side, where the Loup City Red Raiders come to town to take on the Kearney Catholic Stars. Loup City, the number 6 seed in the tournament. Kearney Catholic is the number 3 seed. Let's set the stage for you a little bit. Loup City comes in at 7-10 on the season. Kearney Catholic 14-3 on the year. These two teams have not played this season. You compare scores, again, you would have the impression that Kearney Catholic would be probably the odds-on favorite. Factor for Loup City, they only have 7 players suited up here tonight, as they lost some players due to injury and other factors as well. So a little short staff for Loup City and head coach Paul Henry. Here is the starting lineup for Loup City. Brady Rasmussen is a 5'10 sophomore. He'll start with Austin Jukubowski. Jukubowski is 5'9 and a junior. Cole Lambert is 6'1", junior. Riley Lambert is 6'2", and a junior. And Brady Lewandowski is 5'11", and a junior. For Kearney Catholic, their starters look like this. Brian Huseman makes it back on the starting lineup. Huseman is a 6-foot-tall junior. He'll start with Keegan Fitzgerald, 5'9", and a senior. Alex Lease, 6'1", junior. Starting with Tyson Calling, 5'9", and a senior. And David Squires, a 6'2", junior. For head coach Don Lease. Your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. Taking care of customers one person at a time, Five Points Bank is the better bank. Loup City in their road black uniforms, a little white trim on there, a little bit of red in their school colors, ready to hit the court as we have just wrapped up the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry Jason Stark, a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Pass on the inside after the opening tip, stolen away by Lease. Lease tries to go in for the layup. It is then knocked out of his hands and out of bounds. And so Kearney Catholic still looking for their first points after they forced the Loup City turnover. And they will inbound underneath their own basket. They toss it in for Huseman right on the baseline. He went out of bounds trying to save it. No, they're going to say it actually was last touch by Loup City. In any event, Kearney Catholic will inbound it. I don't know how that's possible if it's not a foul. They inbound for Huseman. He'll get the ball back out for Fitzgerald. Squires, he'll fire a three, and he hits the three. How many times this season does the first shot go to David Squires, and it's a three-pointer that goes in? Cole Lambrecht on that far side is double-teamed, has his pass tipped. Keegan Fitzgerald comes up with the steal. Fitzgerald gives it for Huseman. Huseman turnaround jumper, high up glass, no good. And the rebound by Austin Jukubowski. Jukubowski will work the ball up court. Huseman trying to make the steal, goes into the Kearney Catholic student section. Pass now on the baseline, driving up as Lambrecht. And Riley Lambrecht answers back here for Loup City. It's 3-2 in the early stages. On the dribble here, Fitzgerald. He'll give it right side. Four Squires, well behind the three-point arc. He's not going to shoot over the top of Brady Lewandowski. They'll give it back out to Lease. Backside pass on the inside, and getting in the back door is David Squires. Squires has all 5 Kearney Catholic points here in the first minute 15. They lead it 5-2. Pass up ahead. Loose ball. Another steal. Coming up with it now on the baseline is Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald's pass off the hands of Huseman. Going over to Colling. He'll kick it out for Squires. Will fire a three. No good. And the ball out of bounds as Lease, trying to come up with the rebound, knocks the ball out of bounds. So Loop City will inbound it, and they'll face some full-court pressure here by Kearney Catholic. On the sideline, Austin Jukubowski will get the ball back out for Lambrecht. Long pass up for number 10, Austin Jukubowski. He is shut off in the lane, gets it a nice little pass for Cole Lambrecht, and Lambrecht hits the shot to make it a one-point ball game, 5-4. Stars with a one-point lead here, bring in the offensive zone. They throw it into the corner. Fitzgerald has it, and he'll reset the offense just by dribbling with it to the top of the circle. Little pick and roll. They'll kick now left side for Houston, for Huseman, and Huseman will give it off for Squires. Squires back inside. Great cut. Layup by Brian Huseman, and just a flip over the shoulder on the pass. Give an assist to David Squires. Lambrecht will get the ball in the offensive zone for Rasmussen, who throws in the corner. They handle the press that time. Riley Lambrecht kicks it back out for Brady Lewandowski. Lewandowski, nice pass inside. And Cole Lambrecht lays it up and in. Timeout, Kearney Catholic. 7-6, Stars with the lead. They call the timeout with 5:28 to go, quarter number one. We're back after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Well, on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, a Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader. The first game went comfortably to Pleasanton over Sumner Eddyville Miller, and now Loomis on their home court. As their hands full with Amherst, they are tied at 10 at the end of one. Again, that's on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Matt Moore checked in during the timeout. They give it for Connor Streit, who comes in, gives it for Brett James. James, long jumper, no good. Lambrecht comes up with a rebound. Riley Lambrecht with the rebound gives it to Brady Lewandowski. His pass is stolen away by Connor Streit. Streit gives it to Squires. Squires a three-on-three opportunity here, and he's going to slow it down a little bit. Now he's going to penetrate, take it all the way to the baseline. Ball fake, shot, no good. Gets his own rebound, goes back up. Again, it won't fall, and there's going to be a jump ball. In there was Lambrecht and Squires. A lot of contact in there. The officials have let him play, and Kearney Catholic will have possession here on the alternating possessions. Holtmeyer tosses it in. That strike on that long jumper, it's no good. And snagging the rebound was Riley Lambrecht. So cold shooting here for Kearney Catholic. Rasmussen drives the lane. Nice penetration. Gets a little body foul as well, and he'll miss the shot, but he's heading to the line. So a couple of shots coming up here as Rasmussen got the ball and drove in hard. And the body foul, I believe, is going to be on Moore. Yes, it is. Matt Moore, his first personal foul. Free throw is up and good. We are tied at 7 with 4:41 to go in quarter number one. Loop City 7-10, Kearney Catholic 14-3. Another factor in this game is Loop City is suited only 7. Kearney Catholic will go at least 10 deep. Rasmussen's second free throw is up and good. It's 8-7, Loop City with their first lead of the ball game. Stride on the baseline, drives, lost the ball. Kearney Catholic turns over. Also tonight, coverage of high school basketball for you on our sister station on the Breeze, 94.5. Hastings and Kearney High in a girl-boy doubleheader. They should be in the boys' game about right now. Pass on the right side for Lambrecht. He kicks it back out, giving it for Cole Lambrecht. Now on the baseline is Jukubowski, and Jukubowski shoots over the top of James and scores. Largest lead of the game here for Loop City. They lead it 10-3. Excuse me, they lead it 10-7. They lead by three. They hand off, and here comes the three from Squires. No good. And Holtmeyer comes up with a loose ball, tries to go in. Now he'll kick the ball back out. Driving is going to be Squires, and Squires is fouled. Nice ball movement and some pretty good work in there by Blake Holtmeyer to actually come up with a couple of offensive rebounds in there. And he's able to eventually get the ball into the hands of Squires. He gave it to James, and then James gave it to Squires, who drove the lane and collected a foul on Alex Spotanski, who checked in a little bit ago. And the free throw up and good for Squires, who now has six in the game. Brady Lewandowski checks back into the game. Out is Cole Lambrecht. Free throw up and good. So Squires, a three, a couple of ones, and a two. He's got seven of Kearney Catholic's 9 points. Pass up ahead as Spontanski gets behind everybody. Long pass, and he lays it up and in. Loop City up by three. On the dribble here, Strite, backdoor cut, and losing the ball. He had it momentarily, was Austin Jukubowski, and he loses the ball. Kearney Catholic's going to make a line change here. Lease and Fitzgerald checking in with Huseman and calling. Staying out there is going to be Holtmeyer. Inbounds, Holtmeyer off his hands and out of bounds. He inbounded it. They tried to run that little pitch into the corner. It was behind Holtmeyer, and it goes out of bounds. 12-9. Loop City with the lead and the basketball. A little ball fake by Lambrecht. He'll get the ball right back out for Lewandowski. Down the sideline on the run is Rasmussen. Rasmussen's fouled, and he gets the foul. Brady Rasmussen, strong drive to the rack as Loop City is able to handle the pressure that Kearney Catholic's put on him. And that foul is going to be on Alex Weiss, his first. And the free throw here, back the iron, no good. Rebound tipped out and into the hands of Keegan Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald's in the right place at the right time. Otherwise, it's Loop City ball. With it is Lease, and his long pass gives it to Loop City anyway. Threw it over the head of his teammate and into the hands of Loop City head coach Paul Henry. Coach Henry now puts his head down because, well, on the inbounds play, somebody zigged when they should have zagged, and Loop City just threw the ball away. They didn't even get it inbounded. So Huseman now, he'll inbound, and he'll get it for Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald off the screen gives it to Matt Moore. Moore pass into the corner for Colling. Colling's going to penetrate a little bit, kick the ball back out for Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer finds the shooter in the corner, and the three is good for Keegan Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald drains the three. And makes it 14-12. Loop City with the lead and the basketball here. 3:05 to go in the first quarter. Dribbling Lewandowski. Pretty good pressure put on. Long pass for Rasmussen. Rasmussen kicks back in the corner for Lewandowski. His three is off the mark. An air ball off the hands of one of the Red Raiders. And out of bounds. And Lambrecht going to come in. Again, to use a hockey term, we got short shifts coming up here for Loop City. Paul Henry understands he can't really afford to get his players tired, but he only has seven guys wearing a basketball uniform right now. Lost two before the season began, a couple more injuries as well. Here's a nice little passing on the inside. Dish for Blake Holtmeyer. Great play there as they drove in. They gave it to Moore on the baseline. Moore drove all the way along the baseline and then kicked it right back out for Holtmeyer. And we are tied at 14. Rasmussen is going to dribble up against the pressure put on here by Colling. A little jump pass, right wing. Jukubowski, baseline J, bounces around. Nice soft rims as he gets the shooter's roll there. And Jukubowski with 4 points in the game. 2-point Loop City lead. Kick left side, Moore drives the baseline. Flips it for Huseman, and Huseman lays it up and in. Give Matt Moore the assist again. And Huseman now with 4 points in the game. We are tied at 16. Lambrecht pass up ahead. White jersey's there. Somehow, Loop City comes up with it. Bounce pass on the baseline, and Spotanski will score. Picking up the ball on that right side was Brady Lewandowski, and then Lewandowski, a beautiful pass through traffic, and he hits. They hit the shot in there. So on the baseline, Holtmeyer, he'll give it right back out, top of the circle here for Fitzgerald, and Fitzgerald hits the long deuce. That'll tie things up at 18. So Lambrecht facing pressure from Huseman, picks it up in the corner, dangerous place to make a pass, and it's intercepted. coming up with a steal is Holtmeyer. 2-on-2. He'll dip it back out. Here's the jumper in transition, and the three good for Keegan Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald with 8 in the quarter, and Kearney Catholic takes the lead back at 21-18. Loop City running right with Kearney Catholic, though. Rasmussen, pretty good pressure put on. Passed up ahead. Tipped. Saved. But Holtmeyer comes up with it. Gives it to Moore. Moore has a shot blocked into the hands of Jacobowski. And Jacobowski in the offensive zone. Kicks now left side for Lewandowski. Long pass. And it's out of bounds. Again, what Kearney Catholic wants to do is play this game at a torrid pace to tire out Loop City. And they also feel like they can probably play at this pace a little bit better, in part because they'll have fresh legs. Then Kearney Catholic will go 10, maybe even 11 deep. And Loop City, again, only has 7 folks in uniform. Lease will get the ball top of the circle here for Connor Streit. And Streit, well, about 35 feet away from the basket. He's going to hand the ball off here for Alex Lease. Lease has it on his hip. 5-second count going on. Now Lease has the dribble. Backs up a little bit. Loses the ball. Has to pick it up. He slips. Still has his dribble going. They didn't pressure it enough, so Kearney Catholic fortunate something bad didn't happen there. And Lease has it. 5 seconds left. Lease kicks right side. So ball fake by Connor Streit. Now he'll shoot. Off glass. No good. And that'll do it for one quarter of action. And plenty of action. The Loop City fans are on their feet, because the Red Raiders are hanging right with the Stars. It's 21-18, Kearney Catholic with a lead. We'll be back with the second quarter right after this.
It's the most unique high school basketball event in the state, the Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 11th, showcasing different schools and different classes in a pre-district neutral court setting. The beautiful and comfortable Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Spend the day. The 8-game event begins at 9 in the morning and goes deep into the night. Tickets are $12 for adults, $6 for students, and a limited number of $25 courtside seats are available at the Heartland Event Center ticket office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Well, 21-18, Kearney Catholic at the end of one quarter of play and leading the way for the Stars. Well, a couple of guys really doing a lot of heavy lifting here. Keegan Fitzgerald has 8 points here at intermission and 7 for David Squires. Loop City has possession of the basketball first. Kearney Catholic trying to pressure. Handling it is Lewandowski. Lewandowski gives it right side for Lambrecht. Pass now penetrating Jacobowski. Jacobowski, jumper, good. A little 8-foot jumper. He's got 6 in the game. He's got 6. Rasmussen has 4. Lambrecht with 4. Spotanski off the bench also has 4. 21-20. Stars up by 1. Cutting through. A little bit too strong on the jumper is James. Offensive rebound by Lease. Lease, a little bunny hook, will fall. And Blake Holtmeyer gets the offensive rebound and bucket. So hard work there for Kearney Catholic to get the score here. And Lambrecht has his pocket pick. Lease misses the layup. Offensive rebound in underneath for Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald's shot will not fall. And rebound by Lambrecht. They've got numbers. Long pass up ahead for Sponsansky. And the ball on the ground. It was knocked loose by James. And they're going to say that it was last touched by Kearney Catholic. Again, the bodies were getting tangled up in there. Squires fell and threw the ball out of bounds after getting his feet caught up with Cole Lambrecht. And they're saying that that's just feet getting tangled up. There was no foul there. So it will be Loop City basketball. So the Red Raiders with another opportunity here. Lewandowski to toss it in, and he'll throw it top of the circle, making the catch is Lambrecht. Lambrecht dribbles. As Lease put a hand in his face, finds a guy cutting through the lane. That's Lambrecht. His shot won't fall. Huseman comes up with it. Huseman outruns everybody. It goes out of bounds. He was last to touch it. I'll tell you what, Loop City can test everything that happens out there. They are playing with a tremendous amount of energy, and they are going toe-to-toe with Kearney Catholic. Stars lead 23-20 in the offensive zone, Rasmussen. Rasmussen penetrates, spins, shot is a little bit short. Lease pulls down the rebound, and the Stars are on the run. They get it up ahead to Houston. Great pass from half court to Fitzgerald. Hit Houston right on the money, and Houston lays it up and in. 25-20. Quick jumper in transition. The three by Lambrick is good. Makes it a two-point ball game. 25-23. With it is number 23, Keegan Fitzgerald. He'll fire a three. He turns the net inside out. His third three-pointer of the first half. Long pass over for Jacobowski. Inside, Lewandowski. Lewandowski with a little pivot. Puts up the shot and in. Didn't rush his shot. Got it from Jacobowski, who made that nice pass to Lewandowski. Here again, another three by Fitzgerald. That one is an air ball and rebounded by Lewandowski. Lewandowski pass, stolen away. Running the floor was Fitzgerald. And after the turnover, Stars in transition. Houston off glass, good. Dribbled on that left wing, and Houston now has 8 points in the game. And the Stars are going to make a line change here with the next stoppage. And we got a little hand check being whistled on Lees. Alex Lees, that'll be his second personal foul, third as a team against Kearney Catholic with 5:28 to go. Colin Petrie checks back into the game. Moore is out there. So is Tyson Colling. Connor Strike. And Petrie knocks the ball loose into the hands of Moore. Moore dribbles around traffic. Bounce pass off the hands of Connor Strike and out of bounds. So we just swap turnovers here. And Loop City will inbound underneath their own basket. So tossing in is going to be Lambrecht. Cole Lambrecht has the ball knocked loose by Petrie and out of bounds. Petrie an eyelash away from making another steal. Lewandowski will inbound it just to the right of Loop City head coach Paul Henry. And on the dribble here is Brady Rasmussen. Rasmussen loses the ball, but he picks it up. Calling pretty good pressure there. Gives it for Lambrecht, and Lambrecht is going to be fouled. And that one's going to be Tyson Calling. They were there. Pretty good position in terms of the body, but I think they got a little grab on the arm here. Whistle against Calling. Lewandowski picked up by Moore. Moore moving his feet. Dribbling is Lewandowski. He spins, kicks into the corner. Open there is Fontanski. He'll fire a three. No good. Rebound by Calling. Outlet pass to Moore. Moore has a shot blocked. Rebounded by Loop City. And now on the run is going to be Lambrecht. He gives it up to Lewandowski. Lewandowski, a little jump stop. Will not fall. Long pass up ahead to Squires. Squires, 8 foot jumper. Good. And we are pulling the trigger pretty quick on both ends of the floor. Kearney Catholic leads at 32-25. 4:30 to go here before halftime. And Rasmussen across the timeline. Paul Henry calls the timeout. Full timeout for the Red Raiders. They trail it 32-25. We're back after this.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving central Nebraska.
Well, we mentioned it before, Loop City a little shorthanded tonight. Austin Bochart and Matt Jarzinka were injured playing football, were lost before the season even began. And the other night, Mitch Higgins got his arm caught up playing in a game and ended up falling awkwardly on his wrist. He's currently in a sling. He's lost for the rest of the season. So you put that all together, they're down to seven players here. Again, they lost four players from a D1 school, and that's going to hurt you. Austin Jokubowski gets it on the right wing, kicks it out for Lambrecht. Pass by Lambrecht, knocked away. Rasmus, and great hustle to come up with it. And he'll get the ball back out to Spontanski. Spontanski lost the ball. It's picked from behind by Keegan Fitzgerald, and the Stars can't really run with it, but they do have the basketball. They'll kick it off on the right side. A little jump stop here by Colling. Colling will drive the baseline now. Wrapping on the inside, kicking it back out. Fitzgerald will fire a three. It's no good for him. And the rebound for Lambrecht. A good look there for Kearney Catholic as they move the ball around very efficiently, but get no points out of it. Rasmussen in the offensive zone. Gives it now on the left side for Jacobowski. Jacobowski kicks right side for Lambrecht. He'll fire a three that's a little bit short. And the ball goes out of bounds. Squires and Spotanski in there just doing a little hand-to-hand combat. They really kind of got their arms tangled there, and as the ball went out of bounds, neither one of them could really move. They both had each other hooked. I don't think anybody had a foul or anything on there, but neither one of them could go get the ball, so just bounced out of bounds, and Loop City shot the ball, say they were the last to touch it. So Stars have it here. And they bring it between the circles for Fitzgerald. He'll give it off left side for Connor Streit, well behind the three-point arc. Pass on the inside to Squires. Squires' shot is a little bit short. Spontanski pulls down the rebound, and now the Raiders going to run. Right wing, Lewandowski, pass back out. Cutting up is going to be Lambrecht, and Lambrecht tries to get it on the inside, and that's punted out of there. Going to be a kick. Loomis leads Amherst in the boys' bracket of the Port Kearney Conference on our sister station. Classic hits 98.9 FM. And Loomis right now leads at 19-16 over the Broncos. Inbounding is Lewandowski. He'll throw it between the circles here for Riley Lambrecht. Lambrecht for Rasmussen. Rasmussen's picked up defensively by Streit. So we'll give it off left side for Jacobowski. Driving the baseline now. Rasmussen, little floater up and good. That's a quick little move for Brady Rasmussen, who's got 6 points in the game. 32-27. Loop City down by five. Stars trying to add to the lead here as Fitzgerald will hand the ball off here for Colling. Colling will pass on the inside, knock loose. Colling gets it back. Ball fake, shot off glass, good. Got the defender in the air, and Tyson Colling just stepped around Jacobowski while he was in the air and hit a nice little shot to push the lead back out to seven here for the Stars. Rasmussen picked up again by Tyson Colling. Gives it top of the circle. Jacobowski fires a three. It's an air ball. Rebounded by Keegan Fitzgerald. Long pass up ahead for Huseman. Huseman makes the catch. Gives it back out for Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer tried to get it up ahead, and Tyson Colling was out of bounds when he made contact with the ball. 34-27. Stars with the lead. Loop City now gets the inbound. And Cole Lambrecht going to come in. About every stoppage, Paul Henry is going to send somebody quickly on the court to try to keep as much of fresh legs out there as they can. Pass goes through the hands of Jacobowski and out of bounds. So that'll be another Loop City turnover here. And officially have them for nine. Kearney Catholic with four. And again, as much pressure as Kearney Catholic's put on the ball, Loop City's handled it pretty well. In fact, broken the press a number of times, gotten easy buckets out of it. Keegan Fitzgerald with a quick little step drives in, and stepping in to collect the charge is Brady Lewandowski. So Lewandowski is there defensively with a little bit of help defense, and Keegan Fitzgerald has picked up his third personal foul. That one is of the offensive variety. Pass up ahead. And with it is Cole Lambrecht. Lambrecht brings it in the offensive zone. Dribbles past the pressure put on by Connor Streit. Gets it in the corner. That's Lambrecht for Riley Lambrecht. And Lambrecht hits the jumper. And I'm not sure if that's a two or a three. I didn't see the hands up. We'll double-check the numbers here in a little bit. With it is Streit. Streit drives the lane. Ball knocked loose. Coming up with it is Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer gives the ball right back out here for Keegan Fitzgerald. And Fitzgerald throws it on the inside, and it's a turnover. Riley Lambrecht comes up with the fifth turnover against Kearney Catholic here. And with a minute 22 to go, Loop City brings across the timeline. Riley Lambrecht on that right side. Throws it top of the circle for Cole. Cole Lambrecht has his pocket pick. Good hands there by Keegan Fitzgerald. Stars on the run here. Giving it for Huseman. Houston's going to drive in. Little body control. Boy, that pass was way underneath the baseline as he dove back in and hit it off the glass. 36-30. 6-point lead here for Kearney Catholic. Loup City with 56 seconds to go has the dribble here in the second quarter. Brady Lewandowski's picked up by Holtmeyer. Lewandowski dribbles in the lane, has the ball knocked loose by Huseman into the hands of Strite. Pass up ahead for Huseman. He makes the catch. Little hop, shot, no good. Offensive rebound, off glass, won't fall. Pulled down by Lambrecht. Here come the Red Raiders on the run. Up ahead they get it for Lewandowski. Ball fake, shot, won't fall. Tip, no good. Moore pulls down the rebound. And now here comes Kearney Catholic with 25 seconds left. And Keegan Fitzgerald needs a breather. He's just going to hold on to the ball. Now he starts to just dribble near the mid-court circle. And with 16 seconds left, he's going to milk the clock here for just a little bit longer before they set something up for the final shot here. 8 seconds left. They still haven't set up the offense. Dribbling up is going to be Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald, 3 seconds left, steps back, fires the three, no good. Rebound by Moore, tried to kick it out, but runs out of time. Kearney Catholic heads to the locker room, but the folks from Loup City are on their feet. Why not? The Red Raiders are right with the Stars on the road as Kearney Catholic leads it 36-30 at the end of the first half. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors, Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
Winter weather can often catch drivers and road crews off guard. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, owner of Eustis Body Shop. With 5 locations, we have repaired thousands of vehicles caught in winter mishaps.
When shaken up after an accident, it's good to know that a Eustis Body Shop is near and you can call for a tow. They take care of the insurance and my car looks perfect.
Our state-of-the-art equipment is an investment in getting your car back to factory specs faster. Visit us at facebook.com/Eustis Body Shop, where we take the dent out of accident.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic High School. Here at halftime, the Kearney Catholic boys lead Loup City at the break 36-30 with one half in the books of the quarterfinals of the Luplac Conference Tournament. Earlier tonight, the Kearney Catholic Stars moved to 16-3. They move into the conference semifinals with a 69-26 win over Donovan Trumbull. And kind enough to talk to us about the game is Kearney Catholic head coach Rick Petrie. And coach, second time you played Donovan Trumbull, and we mean absolutely no disrespect, but it's not a game that Donovan Trumbull really matches up real well with you guys, and you guys certainly just took care of business tonight.
Yeah, we did what we needed to do, Randy. We came out and played good defense and, you know, forced them to maybe take some tough shots and then rebound the ball. And we didn't shoot it the greatest the first half, but, you know, we got to the rim a little bit, so that was good, too.
Were you really trying to – it seemed like you guys – I don't want to say rush things, but, I mean, you played very quickly offensively, and you got good looks. You really kind of attacked. Was that something that you really wanted to emphasize, or is just kind of how the game kind of presented itself?
I think it's just kind of how the game presented itself. You know, as long as the kids are shooting good shots, you know, when it comes in the offense really isn't a big concern to me. You know, as long as they're taking good shots and not forcing the ball, then, you know, if it comes early, it comes early. If it comes later, it comes later.
Yeah, and again, to me, they got a lot of really good looks before Donovan Trumbull really got their defense set. So, I mean, certainly I don't want you to think that there was any criticism there. I mean, just in transition or near transition, you guys got some really good looks because you guys passed the ball so well.
Yeah, and we looked up ahead a little bit more than we have been this game. And, you know, I think hopefully that's a credit to our girls, you know, looking up the floor and you know, seeing the open person and then being able to finish. That's the other thing.
You kind of mentioned first half you didn't shoot real well, but obviously defensively outstanding first half. You hold Donovan Trumbull to only 4 points in the first half, and I think at halftime I had you forcing 21 turnovers for them, and that allowed you to get that running game going as well. something special you did in terms of the defense, or is it just kind of one of those nights where you guys kind of matched up pretty well?
Well, I think we matched up pretty well. In the first game, we did a good job, you know, using our zone to trap the ball a little bit and make them, you know, try and throw over us and around us. And, you know, we just thought we could do the same this game. And, you know, obviously we were fortunate enough that we did.
Again, at least on paper anyway, you would probably assume that Ravenna would be next up. I haven't heard what the score is of their game against that Adams Central tonight. Let's just for a moment assume that it's going to be Ravenna. Talk a little bit about what Thursday night, the challenges that presents playing the Blue Jays again.
Well, again, anytime you play Ravenna, you got to take care of the basketball. They do a great job of pressuring. And if you don't take care of the basketball, you're going to turn it over and you allow them to get a lot of easy looks, and especially in transition. And the better we do at taking care of the basketball, the more likely we are to have a positive outcome.
You look a little bit different than the last time you played Ravenna. I mean, you lose Ellie Connolly, but a lot of those freshmen, a lot of those young players have been around a little bit longer, too. Talk a little bit about how your team is different than the last time you played them.
Yeah, you know, and Bailey played in the Ravenna game, and she had a great game that game. And, you know, we're a little bit different. They're missing a starter. So, you know, we're both a little bit different. We just got to do the things that we can with the kids that we have. And, you know, our freshmen have grown up. They're playing a little bit better, and, you know, they understand what's a good shot, and, you know, they're a little bit more patient now than they have been. And to be honest, they've done a great job of taking care of the ball this year, and that's a big key.
Yeah, the freshmen, I think, don't play like freshmen. They don't make a lot of those freshman mistakes that you would almost live with because they make so many other good plays. They don't really seem to shoot themselves in the foot like a lot of freshmen will do.
No, they don't. They've really grown up, and they're pretty mature in their attitude of the game, and they've learned well from the upperclassmen.
Do you feel that turnovers are probably the key against Ravenna?
Well, I would like to think so. You know, turnovers and rebounding, I mean, that's those two things you can pretty much say every game. But, you know, especially against Ravenna, if you don't turn the ball over, you know, we're likely to get better quality shots. We do have a size advantage, and, you know, if we don't turn the ball over, we're able to get it inside a little bit, then, you know, I like our chances.
All right. Well, Coach, appreciate the time, and Doug will have the call for you Thursday night.
Free. All right. Thanks, Randy.
All right, thank you. Rick Petrie, head basketball coach at Kearney Catholic, as the girls win tonight 69-26 over Donovan Trumbull. The boys lead Loup City in the quarterfinals of the Luplac Conference Tournament 36-30 here at the break. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll take a look at the numbers right after this.
From checking and savings accounts to personal loans and 24-hour access to your funds, Five Points Bank personal banking solutions are simply better. To stay ahead in your business, you keep abreast of new technology. So does Five Points Bank. We'll help you stay one step ahead. Our experienced investment and trust advisors know the best way to help you achieve your goals. Stop by in person or visit us on the web at fivepointsbank.com. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. We do have an update for you from Loomis, as Loomis leads 19-16 over Amherst at halftime of the Fort Kearney Conference quarterfinals. And again, Doug Duda has the call on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Also tonight, coverage of high school basketball from Hastings as the Tigers playing host to Kearney High. Do not have an update on that game, but the boys' game clearly in action right now. Do not have an update for you, but it is on our sister station on The Breeze, 94.5. Let's check out the numbers here for you on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Loup City comes in at 7-10, not intimidated. In a team, a couple classes bigger than them, rated in the top 10 most of the year. And they're going toe-to-toe with the Stars. And Riley Lambrecht is leading the charge. He's got 8 points here at intermission. He hit a couple of three-pointers. in that second quarter. We did double-check that that was a three-pointer that he was credited with about a minute and a half left to go in the second quarter. So Lambrecht hits a couple of three-pointers, has 8 points here at the break. Brady Rasmussen with six. Austin Jukubowski with six. Cole Lambrecht with four. Alex Bontanski off the bench with four, and Brady Lewandowski with a couple of points as well for Loup City. Red Raiders trail at the end of one quarter, 21-18. They trail here at intermission, 36-30. For Kearney Catholic, they got a couple players in double figures and another one almost at that level. Keegan Fitzgerald is leading the way with 11 points. Brian Huspin with 10. 9 points for David Squires. Then 4 points off the bench for Blake Holtmeyer and 2 points for Tyson Colling. Again, the Stars led by three at the end of one quarter, lead by six at the end of two. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. We'll be back with the third quarter right after this.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. Doctors Owen and Connolly have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And welcome back here. You know, it's been a great game, very well played. And a reminder for you that the 2012 Loup Lac Conference Basketball Tournament's on Platte River Radio, proudly brought to you by Misco Sports, your sports headquarters. Stars and Red Raiders getting a little extra time. They stop the clock and reset it. I think we extended the halftime here by a little chunk. Kearney Catholic will break the huddle, and their starters will head back out on the court. That's going to be Huseman, Fitzgerald, Lees, Colling, and Squires. And for the Red Raiders, it might be easier just to see who's on the bench. And, well, they only got one player on the bench at the moment. So we'll double-check the starters here in a little bit. Pass up ahead, up high for it is Huseman. Huseman saves the turnover and is able to get the ball off for Tyson Colling. And Colling gets the quick little jumper. First 2 points of the second half go to Colling. Rasmussen now has it. His team trails at 38-30. He spins into the offensive zone, faces some pressure here by Colling. But he handles it pretty well, does Rasmussen. He'll give it left side for Lambrecht. They double-team him, give it back out for Rasmussen. Rasmussen jumps into the lane, a little jump stop. He now has eight in the game as he dribbled out to the elbow and then ends up hitting the shot from about 8 feet away. So Loup City answers right back. Entry pass off the shin of Tyson Colling and out of bounds or not. They're going to say it was knocked out of bounds by Loup City. Loup City dived in on it, and as a result, they couldn't really see who touched it last. Loup City playing pretty solid defense. The inbounds here for Lease. He'll work it back around the perimeter, giving it back out for Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald on the dribble. Gets a screen, a devastating screen by Squires, and they kick on their right side. The three by Fitzgerald, no good. Huseman, ball fake after the rebound. Gets it out for Colling. Colling's shot will not fall. And the rebound tied up, or is there a foul? No, they're going to call a foul. Riley Lambrecht came down with the rebound. And then it was tied up. Nope, and Lee, they're going to get the foul the least. That's going to be his third. Nearly tied up. So Lewandowski in the offensive zone. Stars have some foul issues here. Lees has three. Fitzgerald has three. And on the baseline, a little walk. Getting caught in no man's land was Brady Lewandowski. Kind of jump-stopped in there. Both Lees and Squire collapsed on him. They didn't push him. They just kind of collapsed on him. He didn't have room to breathe. Trying to look for somewhere to go, and he ends up losing his balance. Colling has in the offensive zone after the turnover. And he'll get the ball for Fitzgerald. Squires has it at the elbow, and he'll give it left side for Lees. Lees will fire a three, and it is no good. Coming out with a rebound is Riley Lambrecht, and Lambrecht passed up ahead. And as he's making the pass, Lambrecht runs into Lees, and that's going to be a player control foul on Lambrecht. And again, well done. You don't have to collect the charge right underneath the basket. Lees just picked it up right at the midcourt stripe. If you beat him to the spot, you don't have to give it up. And he was dribbling down the sideline. Kick into the corner. for Squires. Squires looking for a cutter, and that's a bad pass that gets Tyson Collin to commit a foul. Tried to come in a little bit too far, trying to reach for the ball, and the ball was really thrown right at one of the Loup City players, Lambrecht. And so a foul on Kearney Catholic. That'll be the second team foul on the Stars. Second personal foul on Tyson Collin. So on the dribble here is Lewandowski. Lewandowski gives it back out for Rasmussen. Rasmussen with a little spin move here. And again, Loup City does not have too many fouls really to worry about at all. They only had a couple fouls in the first half. Something they've got to keep away from since they can't afford to get anybody to foul out. And here we got a player control foul on Riley Lambrecht. Lambrecht penetrating on the way in. And again, Lease was there to collect the charge. I think his dad owes him a couple of Gatorades now. Lambrecht, second personal foul. Second team foul against Loup City. So here come the Stars on the baseline. Lease gives it for Colling. Colling has the three. Short gets his own rebound. Is able to get the ball off for Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald, nice bounce pass. Layup, essentially, for Brian Huseman. He's got 12 in the game. That was a great pass by Fitzgerald for Huseman. Rasmussen brings it up ahead. Loup City down by 8. 40-32. They've got the basketball, though, as Lambrecht will fire a three, and he hits the three. There's a good way to answer back. They're heading to the fourth quarter in Loomis, and Loomis leads Amherst 38-31 in the Fort Kearney Conference action. Baseline drive, losing the ball is Kearney Catholic, and Loup City comes away with it. Here comes Rasmussen, the double team, pass up ahead to Lambrecht. Lambrecht gives it to Lewandowski. Lewandowski, extra pass inside for Spontansky, and Alex Spontansky hits the bucket here, makes it 40-37. Drive in the dish. Here's Huseman aiming for three. In and out. No good. It was halfway down. Rebound by Lambrecht. He gets it up ahead for Lewandowski, and Lewandowski is fouled before he can put up the shot. And again, Loup City, again, they don't have a lot of bodies out there, but those bodies are always in motion. They are moving around. And again, there's only one player on the bench here for Loup City. And I have to find out who's missing out there. Throwing it in is going to be Spontansky. Spontansky's inbounds pass is knocked away by Matt Moore, checked in during the timeout. Rasmussen, Jacobowski's out there. Here's Lambrecht. Lambrecht will kick it right back out for Riley Lambrecht. Riley loses the ball. Holtmeyer comes up with it. Holtmeyer gives it ahead to Connor Streit. Streit drives the lane, and there's going to be a block called in there. As driving in, there is the foul. The foul is on the floor. Originally, we put two fingers up. I thought there was two shots there, but the foul was on 22. That's on Riley Lambrecht, and that is going to be his third. So, again, he's got a little bit of foul trouble, this Paul Henry, and Paul Henry's asking for an explanation on that play. He's not overly upset. He's just asking for an explanation. On the inbounds is Moore. Moore will kick it for James in the corner. James, the three, no good. Matt Moore gets the rebound. He'll try to scoop it up. It will not fall, but the hard work on the inside, jumper's good for Blake Holtmeyer. Offensive rebound and bucket for Holtmeyer, and he'll make it 42-37. Stars up by 5 with 4 to go here in the third. Pass by Jacobowski. Kicked out for Lambrecht. Lambrecht gives it off here for Lewandowski, and James is going to be whistled for a block. That'll be his first. Lewandowski at the end of the bench. Tosses in for Jacobowski. Jacobowski gave it away. Now gets it back. Pass on the inside for Lambrecht. Lambrecht turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound by Blake Holtmeyer. And Holtmeyer will give it over for Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald on the hop over there. Slows it down, gives it out for Matt Moore. Moore well behind the three-point arc. Doesn't want to drive against Spontansky here. So he'll kick right wing for Fitzgerald. And Loup City going man-to-man here. Nope, check it. They're going 2-3 zone. Penetrating through it is Fitzgerald. He drives, shot no good. Offensive rebound. Shot won't fall for Holtmeyer. And then finally coming out of there with it is Rasmussen. Rasmussen on the dribble. Pressure being put on. They had a guy run the floor, but Lambrecht had to slow it down. 5-second count going on. and Paul Henry had to call a timeout to maintain the possession. It was almost a turnover here for Loup City as Kearney Catholic really was hawking the basketball. Timeout Loup City. They trail it 42-37. 3:07 to go in the third. We're back after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Loup City had the lead about midway through the first quarter. Kearney Catholic took the lead back, and they led by 3 at the end of one quarter. And I think the biggest lead they've had since that point has been 7 points. Here they lead by 5, 42-37. But Loup City has the basketball. Brady Lewandowski is going to inbound it. And Lewandowski will just give the basketball for Brady Rasmussen. And Rasmussen now will bring in the offensive zone. A little hesitation dribble against the pressure put on by Colling. Colling forces the turnover, kicks it out. Ball is loose. Kearney Catholic threw it away, trying to score here quickly. Rasmussen has it back. He's penetrating. Shot up, and I think it missed, but it's going to be a little block whistled in there against Kearney Catholic. And that's going to be on Matt Moore. It rolled out as Moore was there, but maybe they're just a shade too late. I don't think you could complain about that call one way or the other. It was pretty close. In any event, Rasmussen will go line and shoot two, where he is now perfect. He is 3 for 3 from the line. He makes it 42-38. The foul on Moore, by the way, was his second. Here's the free throw. Good. Rasmussen perfect from the line. He's the only player for Loup City to make it to the free throw line. So they're shooting 100% as a team. Kearney Catholic now spreading the floor. Penetrating here is going to be Colling. Colling will float her up and good. They spread it out with that little high 1-4 set as you got four guys spread out on the free throw line extended, and he was able to find a little seam and penetrate through there. Jacobowski has in the offensive zone, gives it back out for Rasmussen. He'll kick on the right side for Lewandowski. Lewandowski finds a little area in the lane. Shot no good, and Squires can't pull down the rebound. It's Spontansky who comes up with it, and they'll kick it out, and the three is good. Drain the three is Brady Lewandowski. Spontansky was able to come up with a loose ball that Squires had in his mitts and couldn't quite reel in. Left side, Fitzgerald. He's going to penetrate. He's going to shoot off glass. He's going to head to the line as that ball hung on the rim as he penetrated in there and nearly was able to get the shot to go. So a couple of free throws coming up here for Kearney Catholic with a minute 51 to go. A nice save by Paul Henry because Connor Detlefs was going to check in, but he can't really come in until A, the official calls him in, and B, the first free throw here. Free throw is up, rolling around, and no good for Keegan Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald with 11 in the game. He misses the free throw here, though. With a minute 51 to go, it's 44-42. Second free throw up and good for Fitzgerald. So Fitzgerald now has 12 in the game. Dribbling up Brady Lewandowski. Lewandowski's picked up by Huseman with a minute 40 to go. Off of a screen, dribbling is Lewandowski. Now Holtmeyer's got him. Pass on the baseline for Lambrecht. Lambrecht in trouble. Little jump stop. Good pressure put on by Huseman. He's able to get the ball for Lewandowski. Lewandowski drives. Shot's too strong. Rebound by Squires. Outlet pass for Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald for Huseman. Huseman off glass, and it's good. Kearney Catholic showing some athleticism there on both ends of the court as they get the bucket. They lead it 47-42. On the dribble, Lambrecht has used up his dribble. Holtmeyer is right there with him. 5-second count going on. Throws it down the sideline, and another timeout by Paul Henry. He's forced to call the timeout because if he hadn't, he thought Loup City was going to turn it over. Full timeout for the Red Raiders with a minute 5 to go here in the third. 47-42. Kearney Catholic with the lead. Loop City inbounds after this.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does the best.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, or repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
2012 Loup Platte Conference Basketball Tournament on Platte River Radio is proudly brought to you by Misco Sports, your sports headquarters. Loup City will inbound and get it in for Rasmussen. Rasmussen is harassed there by Connor Strite. Rasmussen on the dribble, and there's going to be a little foul whistled on Connor Strite. Strite was with him, moving his feet, and then at the very last moment, just that little reach there. 16 foul on the Stars. First personal foul on Connor Strite. And Moore got in, checked in just in time. So Moore will come in as Lewandowski will inbound it. He'll throw it in the backcourt where Rasmussen stands, and he'll break the timeline with 55 seconds to go, third quarter. Ball knocked loose, but a little reach is going to be whistled against Brett James, so that'll shut the clock off, and Riley Lambrecht will step to the line for the front end of a 1-1. And Loup City, that's working really well for them. They're already in the bonus with 52 seconds to go in the third quarter. So they'll play the entire fourth quarter in the bonus. And they would love to get to the line and shut the clock off a little bit and rest, if nothing else. Free throw is no good. Lewandowski pulls down the rebound, though, but then lost the ball. And coming up with it is going to be James. And we got a timeout here for Kearney Catholic. Timeout Stars with 48.6 to go here in the third. This is their first timeout. They lead it 47-42. We're back after this.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic. You know, Loup City's kind of like those dryer sheets. Whenever you think you get rid of them, you find another one stuck to your pants. I mean, they're just not going away. It's 47-42. Kearney Catholic with the basketball and a five-point lead. They bring in the offensive zone after the timeout. They'll give it off on the right side for Huseman. Huseman gives it top of the circle for Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald now milking the clock a little bit. 35 seconds left. They're not exactly just putting the ball on their hip. They'll kick it left side for Huseman. 30 seconds left. Top of the circle calling. And now they are kind of playing a little bit of a spread stall game here. Moore has it. 22 seconds. Flips over here for Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald now still has his dribble. Standing near midcourt. He'll go a little bit to the right side. Now weaves back to the left. 13 seconds left. Penetrates a little bit. Now backs up. Top of the key. Still has his dribble. He gets it over here on the left wing here for calling. 5 seconds left. Into the corner. Here's Squires for three. And he hits the three. And they inbound it. And that is all that Loup City can do at the end of the third quarter. A big three at the end of quarter number three. Gives Kearney Catholic a 50-42 lead as we head to the fourth. Back after this.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
50-42. Kearney Catholic has outscored Loup City in just about every quarter by three. They only outscored them by two there in the third, thanks to that three-pointer by David Squires. So 50-42, Kearney Catholic with an 8-point lead. Loup City has the basketball with 8 minutes to go. So plenty of time here. Loup City only has one timeout left, but they are in the bonus. So they might be able to shut off the clock. As we said, plenty of time here for Loup City. Brady Rasmussen will give the ball top of the circle here for Riley Lambrecht. Pass in the right corner, Cole Lambrecht. Cole has it, picked up by Huseman. Cole kicks top of the circle. Jacobowski, three-pointer that's in and out, no good. Rebound being tipped around. Finally coming up with it is Squires, and Squires goes out of bounds. He couldn't come up with it, and he kind of says to the official, hey, they were pushing me, and there was some contact in there. But they have not had a real tight call all game, and nobody's really doing a whole lot bunch of pushing in there. So that'll be a team rebound here for Loup City. Official's done a nice job of calling the game, in my opinion. It hasn't been a real ticky-tack. Here's a jumper by Lambrecht, and it hit the rim, went high in the air, and actually hit the stand. It went out of bounds, essentially, and that'll be a Kearney Catholic basketball there. And again, we only have seven players. If you play real ticky-tack, the officials are going to be a big part of the story, and they're not. They've set a standard here of what a foul is that they've been consistent with, and nobody has really done a bunch of holding or getting away with a whole lot. Entry pass on the inside. Riley Lambrecht then is whistled for a foul. That's going to be his fourth. And coming in is going to be Brady Lewandowski. So, again, Riley Lambrecht with 11 points in the game. Leading scorer for Loup City. And he's in some foul trouble. Fitzgerald has the ball on his hip. And again, Loup City right now, they want to go zone, but Kearney Catholic up by eight. They're going to step up, fire a quick three. No good for Fitzgerald. Offensive rebound in there underneath for Moore. Moore had the shot blocked, and coming up with it is Loup City. On the run here is Lewandowski. He kicks into the corner for Jacobowski. Back out for Lambrecht. Lambrecht was going to fire the three. In and out, no good. I'm telling you what, it's halfway down. Long outlet pass for Moore. Moore on the baseline, actually stepped on the baseline. Pass up ahead, tried to make the catch. He was maybe led a little bit too far and just ran out of room. And if you had an official that was my age or my speed, would have never seen that because the hustling official got it. And talk about hustle, the steal on the inbound. Brian Huseman lays it up and in. And then Loup City went over and back on the inbounds. Lewandowski and Lambrecht a little confused. And a timeout here for Loup City. Two straight turnovers for Loup City. One results in the layup for Brian Huseman. The second one forces Paul Henry to call his final timeout of the game. With 6:43 to go, Stars lead by double digits, 52-42. We'll be back right after this timeout.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
Well, that was a big play there for Brian Huseman. That layup was huge because, again, it builds a little bit of momentum for Kearney Catholic after Loup City made a pretty good defensive play on the other end, and then they get the layup, and then it just right now has Loup City kind of frustrated. So they're down by 10. That's why Paul Henry felt like he had to call the timeout here. So trailing at 52-42 with 6:43 to go in the game, Kearney Catholic has that 10-point lead. They're going to inbound it. And Lease tried to throw it off the back of Lambrecht and then just get an easy bunny out of it. Lambrecht sent something and turned his body just as it was being thrown and was able to knock the ball down. So that'll be a turnover on the inbound. Dribbling up here is Riley Lambrecht. Little floater up and good. First 2 points of the fourth quarter here for Loup City. 52-44. Stars with an 8-point lead. 6:16 to go. And again, I think Kearney Catholic's going to spread the floor. They're going to force Loup City to either extend the zone or come out and play man-to-man. Up by 8. Stars will do this for the next 6:04 if they need to. Dribbling is Keegan Fitzgerald. Right now they're going 2-3 zone and not really extending it. They get it on the inside, and the ball knocked away. Loup City forces the turnover. I'm surprised Kearney Catholic even entered the ball in. There wasn't any pressure being put on the ball. On the dribble is Rasmussen, and Rasmussen is fouled about 30 feet away from the basket as he was spinning away from the defender. The foul on Fitzgerald. And they have two up there. I have that being his fourth. So I must be off somewhere. Rasmussen's going to be at the line. He's there for the front end of a 1-1, and he misses his first free throw of the night. Huseman pulls down the rebound. He'll give it to Moore. And we'll see if Kearney Catholic maybe is a little bit more patient this time now that they got the ball with 5.5 minutes to go and up by 8. And Matt Moore has it. And he doesn't even dribble. He just gives it off to Squires. Squires at the spiking line for the volleyball court, so they're near midcourt here. They'll kick left side. Moore fakes like he's going to shoot, but he's not going to shoot that. And they'll give it left side for Huseman. Huseman dribbles up against Rasmussen, kicks out for Moore. Moore is going to drive. Moore is going to be falling down, puts up a shot before he travels with it, and it's going to be a hold on Loup City. They're going to say it was a hold, or a block, rather, on Riley Lambrecht. And that is his fifth personal foul. Loup City fans wanted to travel there, but foul came well before he started to even get rid of the ball. They call the foul on the floor. That's the sixth foul on Loup City. Fifth personal foul on Riley Lambrecht, who leaves the game with 5:08 to go. So now Paul Henry has only six players that he can send out there. Connor Detlefs is the only other one that's available, and Kearney Catholic had trouble with the inbounds for whatever reason. So the Stars call a timeout here with 5:08 to go, fourth quarter. They lead it 52-44. 8-point lead as the Stars win bound. We come back after this.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
Well, Don Lee's called a timeout. I think he called for an inbounds play, and they didn't set it up properly. So he said, here's what we got in mind, boys. And he just drew up a play I'm sure they ran several times in practice. And they're going to set up an inbounds play here. Squires is going to inbound underneath his own basket. Lease and Huseman are at the other ends of the free throw line. Moore will get the inbounds near midcourt. So much for that theory that they were working a specific inbounds play. Like now they're talking about milking the clock. 5 minutes to go in the game. And they'll get the ball to Brian Huseman. Huseman back out for Matt Moore. Moore will kick on the right side here for Tyson Colling. Top of the circle. Lease has it. He's going to back up with it. And he's got the dribble going. Pressure coming. Making the steal. Lewandowski. Lewandowski has numbers. And Huseman runs the floor and knocks it out of bounds. It'll still be Loup City ball. But the hustle by Huseman and the speed of Huseman allows them to avoid the easy layup. Lewandowski, the inbound underneath his own basket. He'll toss it in for Rasmussen. Rasmussen baseline jumper, rolls around in and out, no good. And Rasmussen pulls, or Houston pulls down the rebound. That ball was halfway down and regurgitated. And another timeout here by Coach Lease, as he's not happy with how Kearney Catholic's positioning themselves. Another timeout for the Stars. They only have two left now. Timeout starts. 4:28 to go here. Fourth quarter, they lead it 52-44 back after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Well, it's been an interesting game. Loup City has trailed by as many as 10. They had the lead midway through the first quarter. And it's been single digits, except for a real short period of time here in the early stages of this fourth quarter. Tossing in is going to be David Squires. 5 second count going on, and they get it tipped around, but Lees comes up with it. He'll kick the ball back out for Squires. They barely got that in time. Fitzgerald dribbling, gives it over for Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer firing out of bounds, gives it for Colin. Colin gives it to Lease. Lease inside for Holtmeyer. A lot of contact in there, and the steal taken away by Lambrecht. Lambrecht gets it, passes it up ahead to Spontansky. Spontansky just double dribbled with it. He forgot that he used up his dribble and then started dribbling with it again in the face of that pressure. That's just a little mental error caused by fatigue and pressure. So 4:04 to go here. Loup City forces the turnover on one end, and then they turn it right back over on the other. And again, Loup City is going to go full court pressure here. They trail by 8, have only 6 players available to them, and Lease will get the inbounds. They get the ball into Lease, 4 minutes to go. Lease up by 8, gives it to Squires. Squires for Houston. Houston, a little floater in the lane, good. Brian Houston hits another little jumper, and he's got 18 points in the game. Just been steady, steady, steady. Something like 2 buckets every quarter, every quarter. And on the dribble here is Rasmussen. Rasmussen shut off top of the key. Now backs up a little bit. Gives it up for Lewandowski. Lewandowski gets it in the lane. That's Lambrecht. Floater, good. Cole Lambrecht, a nice little floater. He's got 6 in the game. And Lease is on the dribble. 2-on-3 break here for the Stars. They kick over for Houston. He's going to fire a 3, and he's going to hit a 3. 21 for Brian Houston. 57 for the Stars. 46 for Loup City. 3:15 to go, and on the dribble is going to be Lewandowski. He'll give it off for Rasmussen, who brings it across the timeline. Man-to-man go the Stars. Rasmussen kicks into the corner for Spontansky. Spontansky's going to dribble all the way out, picked up there. He'll give it off for Rasmussen. Rasmussen, that's a tough 3. Back of the iron, no good. Squires pulls down the rebound, gets it up ahead, and on the run here is Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald spins. Fitzgerald hands off to Lease, who will bounce it back out for Houston. Houston's 15-foot jumper, back of the iron, no good. Rebound for Lewandowski. Lewandowski facing some pressure, and he'll hand the ball back out for Rasmussen, who slowly brings in the offensive zone. Loomis will advance to the quarterfinals of the Luplat Conference Tournament. They won on their home floor tonight, 58-47, against Amherst, and we got a reach on the inside. And Coach Lease disagreeing with the call, where Keegan Fitzgerald was called for the hold here. And they have that being his 3rd personal foul. 2:26 to go here. Heading to the free throw line is Alex Spontansky, and that's going to be team foul number 9. So this will be the final 1-1 here for Loup City. Spontansky at the free throw line hits the shot. Makes it 57-47. Again, 11 points was the largest lead of the game moments ago. Spontansky, second free throw, line drive, no good. Rebounded by Houston. And Houston gets it up ahead. Driving is Fitzgerald. He has his shot blocked. Great hustle by Cole Lambrecht. And the ball up ahead to Rasmussen. Rasmussen, long pass that goes to the Red Raider cheerleaders. In fact, pretty good reaction by one of the cheerleaders to protect herself over there. That'll be turnover on Loup City and a missed opportunity on a long pass. 2:10 to go. Lease on the dribble. 10-second count's going on. He'll give it over for Houston. Back to Lease. Pass up ahead. Making the catch is going to be Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald, a little ball fake. Got the defender out of the way. And then drove past it. Now make it 59-47. This is the largest lead of the game for Kearney Catholic. Lambrecht dribbling, handing it off. Driving the lane, Rasmussen. Shot, no good, but he'll head to the line. He's 4 out of 5 from the line. Got the body contact here, so a couple of free throws for Rasmussen. 59-47, minute 43 to go. The foul on Squires is his first. 10 now against Kearney Catholic. It's been a two-shot foul anyway. And they'll all be two-shot fouls from here on out unless it's an offensive foul. Rasmussen's free throw, strokes it in, up and good. 103 seconds to go here. Paul Henry for Loup City is out of timeouts. The free throw, up and good. And they're forced to go full court pressure here. They got a little zone press going on. Lease on the dribble, slowly brings it up court. And once it gets to half court, they start the trap, so it kicks to Huseman, who gives it to Colling. They're trying to trap in the corners here, and Kearney Catholic's trying to avoid the corners. Squires will give it. Pass on the left wing for Alex Lease, who gives it to Squires. Squires finds a cutter in Lease. Lease is going to drive, flip, shot, no good. Lambrecht with the rebound. Minute 17 to go. Here comes Loup City. Lambrecht stops with a minute 13 to go, and he walked. Yep. Pretty good pressure put on by Huseman to force the turnover. And Blake Holtmeyer is going to check in here for the Stars. So 59-49. Stars in control, but Loup City, like all night, they're just not going away. Fitzgerald will give it for Squires in the corner. They start the trap on him. He just throws over the top of it, gets it to Fitzgerald. Stars trying to milk the clock here a little bit here. Colling gives it for Holtmeyer, and Holtmeyer is the one that gets fouled. And Blake Holtmeyer will go line with a 1-1. That is the 7th team foul against Loup City. And Lease is going to check in. Holtmeyer on the season is about a 48% free throw shooter. Kearney Catholic, you'd like to see Huseman at the line. He's their best free throw shooter. Free throw, no good. Rebounded by Lambrecht. And we've got a foul. And that is not what Coach Lease would like to see happen here. Say, with 52.3 seconds to go. The foul is going to send Cole Lambrecht to the line for a 1-1. By the way, the foul on Squires is his second. Kearney Catholic does not want to commit fouls because it stops the clock. And it gives Cole Lambrecht the opportunity to score points, which he just did a moment ago by hitting the first two free throws. 59-50. 52.3 to go. Second free throw by Lambrecht is on the way. Back the iron, no good. High for the rebound is James, and James is undercut a little bit. Brady Lewandowski went up earlier for that rebound. When he came down, he started to fall, and he ended up falling into Brett James. He was undercut, but usually when it's undercut, it's a dirty kind of feeling play there, and that's not the case at all on that one. They both landed, and just falling backwards was Lewandowski, and he commits the foul. So James is going to go to the line for a 1-1 here. And his free throw is in and out, no good. Rebounded by Lewandowski. If you're Lewandowski, that's probably a pretty good foul. They throw it up ahead, making the catch is Spontanski, and Spontanski will lay it up and in. 59-52, 40 seconds to go with the basketball is Colling. Colling gave it away, and it's going to be Lease that heads to the free throw line. They have to commit the foul here. And so Lease will have a 1-1. That's now 9 team fouls whistled against Loup City. Rasmussen, his first personal foul. And Lease, about a 70% free throw shooter on the season. Oh. one of the players you wouldn't mind having up there. Free throw is up and good for the coach's son. First point of the ball game for Alex Lee. He makes it 60-52, 36 seconds to go. More into the game for James. Second free throw by Lee, up and good. 9-point lead here for Kearney Catholic, 61-52. Quickly in the offensive zone is Rasmussen. Rasmussen spins, falls, walks. Again, just trying to make a little bit, you know, trying to go a little faster maybe than what they really want to do here. Checking in is Connor Detlefs. Detlefs will come in. Out is Cole Lambrecht with 28.1 to go. The inbounds to Keegan Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald dribbling and a reach. The foul is going to be on Brady Lewandowski. That's going to be his third. They'll stop the clock with 22.8 to go. And again, Kearney Catholic likes putting the ball in the hands of Keegan Fitzgerald because Fitzgerald is a 72% free throw shooter. Moore on the season, 11 of 12 from the line, he's 92%. 78% for Houston, 72% for Fitzgerald, and here the free throw is good. It was a two-shot foul because both teams are in the double bonus. Fitzgerald makes that a moot point by turning the net inside out. 62-52, 22 to go. Free throw, good. Starnes going to advance to St. Paul. On the baseline, Jacobowski has the pocket picked. It's taken away by Brian Houston, who forces the steal. And they'll get the ball off for Lease. Lease gets it up ahead in the offensive zone for Colling. And Colling will just give it off for Fitzgerald. And Fitzgerald will milk the final 5 seconds of the clock. Two and now one. And understandably, the folks in Loop City pretty happy with the effort tonight, as they should be. They played hard and just came up short. Your final score is Kearney Catholic 63 and Loop City 52. As Kearney Catholic is now 15-3 on the season, and they'll be heading into the conference semifinals. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll take a look at the numbers and return with the Misco Sports postgame report right after this timeout.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving central Nebraska.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. Doctors Connolly and Owen have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community, one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does the best.
Welcome back here to Cope Coliseum as Kearney Catholic advances in the Luplac Conference on both the boys and the girls' side. The girls won earlier 69-26 over Don from Trumbull. The boys, well, they had a little bit tougher row to hoe here as they end the Luplac Conference run for Loop City, a final of 63-52. And we'll check the brackets for you here in just a little bit. We'll remind you this is the Misco Sports Postgame Report. Misco's has served Kearney and Central Nebraska for generations now, and even though the retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's can still help out schools in the area and all sorts of organizations with the same great service that they have known for years. A lot of those sales folks can call the schools and already have those connections, but if you want to get a hold of them and capitalize on that great service that Misco's is known for, just give them a call at area code 308 728-5261. It's 728-5261. Misco Sports, serving Central Nebraska for, well, a very, very long period of time. So let's set the bracket for you a little bit. Kearney Catholic, the number three seed, will advance on the boys' side. They'll take on the winner of the Adams Central Gibbon game. And again, Gibbon get pretty hot, and so that's not a given, as Adams Central played probably a game that was over about an hour ago. But it's either Kearney Catholic against either Adams Central or Gibbon. Well, that game will be 8 o'clock in St. Paul on Friday night. And those games, as well as the girls' semifinals on Thursday, will be on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. The Kearney Catholic girls, they'll also play at 8 o'clock as the number three seed. They'll play on Thursday. And again, those games, the girls' semifinals, will be Thursday on Classic Hits 98.9 FM as well. Let's go through the numbers here for Loup City. Leading the way for Loup City was Riley Lambrecht. Lambrecht hit 3 three-pointers in the game, finished with 13 points on the night. He did foul out with 5:08 to go in the ball game, kind of a fairly big moment because that took away a fair amount of Loup City's offense, and they were a little short-staffed to begin with. Lambrecht finished with 13. Brady Rasmussen with an even dozen. 6 points for Austin Jacobowski. 7 points for Cole Lambrecht. 5 points for Brady Lewandowski, and Alex Bontanski off the bench finished with 6 points, excuse me, 9 points here in the ballgame. Loup City falls to 7-11 on the year. And again, they're done until next week because their efforts here in the Loup Lake Conference Tournament do come to an end here tonight. 63-52. For Kearney Catholic, three players in double figures, led by Brian Huseman. Huseman was just very steady all night. Exploded, though, for 7 points in a really short period of time in the fourth quarter to help open up the game. Huseman finished with 21 points on the evening, 16 points for Keegan Fitzgerald. David Squires finished with a dozen, 6 points for Tyson Colling, 6 points for Blake Holtmeyer, and Alex Lees hit 2 free throws in the fourth quarter, a couple of pretty big free throws, don't get me wrong, to finish with his 2 points on the night. And Kearney Catholic picks up a 63-52 win. And again, they advance to the semifinals of the Loup Lake Conference Tournament. And unofficially, I had Loup City turning the ball over 14 times during the ballgame compared to 9 for Kearney Catholic. So the Stars took pretty good care of the basketball. Loup City, in the face of all that pressure, they did fairly well as well, turning it over only 20 times. But again, probably that'd be one of the differences here in the ball game as the Stars win it 63-52. A reminder for you that on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, they had a Fort Kearney Conference boys doubleheader. Loomis got past Amherst 58-47 to advance. Next up for them will be Pleasanton. Pleasanton with a 61-48 win over Sumner Eddyville Miller. And a reminder for you that right here on AM 1460 on KXPN, we will have the Fort Kearney Conference girls and boys semifinals for you on Thursday and Friday, then all the consolation games, and then all the championship games. So we'll have 4 games for you on Saturday. We'll have 2 semifinals for you on Thursday, 2 semifinals for you on Friday as well. And again, the matchups, you know, don't have all the scores of all the action tonight. We do know the girls' side. At 6:15 on Thursday, Elm Creek will be taking on Overton, as Elm Creek, the number 8 seed, with the upset over top-seeded Loomis last night, 50-45. So Elm Creek and Overton at 6:15, followed by Amherst and Eustis Barnum at 8 o'clock from the Viero Event Center on Thursday. And then on Friday, we will have the boys' semifinals for you. Pleasanton will be taking on Loomis at 8 o'clock, and I do not know, but Overton was the number 1 seed. They were taking on Wilcox-Hildreth tonight, and Elwood and Elm Creek. Elwood, the 4 seed, they were playing in Overton tonight as well. I do not have those scores for you, but again, we'll have the girls' semifinals on Thursday, boys' semifinals on Friday, and then we'll start the day at 2 o'clock from the Viero Event Center with the girls' consolation game, and then we'll just keep rolling right from there. A great time. And a good venue. The Viero Event Center is a great venue and a lot of energy in that building. So we're looking forward to spending the week over at the Viero Event Center. Once again, our final in boys basketball, 63-52 with the win over Loup City. We're going to take a quick break. Hopefully we'll be able to talk with Coach Lease when we continue with the Misco Sports Postgame Report right after this timeout.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance.
Barney Insurance.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit or repossession or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. And again, let's reset the schedule for you that we have for you on KXPN AM 1460. On Thursday, we'll have Elm Creek and Overton at 6:10, followed by USIS Farnham versus Amherst in girls basketball, the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament from the Viero Event Center. The girls' night is on Thursday night. Then Friday night, we will have coverage of the boys' semifinals beginning again about 6:10, followed by the second consolation game at around 8 o'clock. Then on Saturday, the consolation games for the girls will tip off around 2 o'clock, so we'll have pregame for you about 1:55, followed by the boys' game at 4, the girls' championship game at 6, and the boys' championship game at 8 o'clock from the Viero Event Center. And on Sunday, there's this little football game that you might have heard of, Super Bowl 36. And 46, what am I? How old am I? 46, the Patriots and the Giants. Pregame on the radio will start around 3 o'clock, and kickoff is set for 5:25 p.m. And I did forget one game. After we get done with our Thursday doubleheader, there is a college football game out in California, Arizona and California, and the tip of that will be about 9:45. Actually, the tip will be about 10 o'clock, so we'll have a long night of basketball. Actually, a triple header for you on Thursday. And ooh, I just hope the board operator takes a little no-dos with them to stay up with that one. That's going to be a long night, but pretty good college basketball game between Arizona and California when we get done with the girls' semifinals games for you on Thursday. And again, the Super Bowl on Sunday. Monday, Providence and Villanova, followed by Kansas, Baylor, Duke and North Carolina on Tuesday. So a lot of great basketball coming up for you. And then we'll have the Heartland Hoops Classic coming up a week from Saturday. Our coverage will begin at about 8:55 a.m. Breakfast and basketball for you, as we will have every single game either on our AM station or on the FM through the course of the day. So again, from the Heartland Hoops Classic, it'll be Overton and Giltner, followed by St. Cecilia, Grand Island Northwest, Adams Central and Pierce, Sutton and Norfolk Catholic, and then GICC taking on Donovan Trumbull. That's the lineup here on the AM. On the FM, we'll have the rest of the evening games for you from the Heartland Hoops Classic. Let me find it. It's on a different side. We'll have Minden and Gretna at 5:45 on the FM, followed by Grand Island and South Sioux City, and Heartland Lutheran wrapping up against Sumner Eddyville Miller. The game will start at 9:15. Coach Lease and the Stars still in the locker room. And so we're going to wrap things up. He's still in there talking, and none of the kids have come out yet. So, again, he's probably setting the stage on what needs to happen from here on out. Coach Lease still in the locker room, and they are breaking the huddle as we speak. We'll see if Coach Lease makes it out here pretty quick to have the opportunity to talk to us. He does break the huddle with a smile on his face. So I don't think he was reading them the riot act in there, but he was talking with the players. And we'll talk with Coach Leith. He is working his way up here as well. So the Heartland Hoops Classic a week from Saturday, and we have the Fort Kearney Conference semifinals and finals coming up in the next few days here on ESPN 1460. Kind enough to join us now, Coach Don Leith, after the Stars pick up a 63-52 win over Loup City. And Coach, it was kind of one of those games like a boomerang. You throw them away, and they keep coming back at you. I mean, Loup City just would not go away here tonight.
No, they wouldn't, Randy. You know, you credit their team. They came out, and they played extremely hard. They did some good things offensively. You know, we didn't get back on certain things. We didn't rotate on a few things. But, you know, they took advantage of our mistakes. And, you know, kept this game, you know, nip and tuck the whole way.
And I don't want to make this a big story or anything, but you were in the locker room a long time after the game. Were you kind of talking about where you kind of need to go, the steps you need to pick up from here?
Yeah, we were just talking about things that, you know, as a team, you know, what they like to work on as far as defensively, offensively, trying to iron some things out as far as, you know, just some things that, you know, as a team, you know, do we need to work on this more? Do we need to work on that more? And, you know, some kids stepped up and said, you know, some things that we need to work on, and that's, you know, what we wanted to talk about tonight.
So a little bit of a team meeting.
Yeah.
All right. It's a team meeting. I won't even ask any more about that. Let's talk about tonight, Brian Huseman. You know, again, a few nights ago, wasn't quite full speed. I'd say tonight he was full speed, 21 points.
Yeah, you know, Brian looked very good getting up and down the court. You know, he had some pretty good post moves inside. You know, and that's one thing, you know, that we kind of stressed you know, is trying to look inside sometimes. And, you know, Brian posted up a couple of times and he, you know, and had some easy shots. But, you know, the thing of it was, Randy, you know, we missed Brian on you know, the athleticism, getting up and down the court on some things. Tonight it showed, you know, how he can get up and down the court.
Yeah. And, again, it to me it's interesting. A lot of times when a player has 21 points, there's a lot of touches. You know, there's a lot of missed opportunities because they didn't score, but they got their shots in. And that's not really the case with Brian. He's always in a pretty good spot, and it just the game comes to him.
Yeah, and you know, and the, you know, give credit what guys looked for him. Brian was cutting hard. He was doing some good things to make himself very available, Randy. And that's one thing that Brian does a lot of is he gets to the rim. Anybody cuts to the middle, he gets open, and he gets people open also. And Brian's a good ball player all around here, because if he's doubled, he'll kick it out. If he's not, he's going to take you one-on-one.
And another thing I thought you did well tonight, and maybe not you can never be as good as coaches like, but I thought overall there was a great effort in terms of your rebounding.
Yeah, you know, not too bad. You know, we had some key rebounds that, you know, we kind of got and we kind of missed. But, you know, overall I thought we rebounded pretty well.
Let's talk a little bit down the road. You really don't know for sure who you're going to be playing. You know, on the boys' side, the other side of the bracket for you guys is Adams Central or Gibbon. You know, you would probably assume Adams Central, especially since the game was there. But you know, funnier things have happened than Gibbon getting hot and beating somebody. What sort of things? And again, we can't really specifically talk about who you're going to play. But come Friday, what's some area of emphasis for you?
You know, probably the biggest thing is playing better half-court defense. I thought our half-court defense wasn't up to par tonight. The guys got some easy baskets as far as turning the corner on us. We haven't had that happen to us in a while. You know, we didn't do some switching on some things. We got to secure up our defense. Our defense is probably one area we really got to concentrate on.
Is that in part because you got your good night shooting, you got your bad night shooting, but defense is one of those things you always can kind of control?
Yeah, you know, and that's what they got to understand. You're going to have some bad passes, you're going to have some missed shots, and you're going to do some of those things, but you got to realize defense has got to, you know, what you got to hang your hat on. And right now, in these last two games, we really didn't hang our hat on the defensive aspect of things.
How much help was that game in McCook? I mean, you played a pretty good team on the road, loud environment. How much does that help you when you head into an environment like going up to St. Paul this week?
Hopefully it helps us a lot. You know, we can, you know, look at a lot of things. Hopefully, like you said, Randy, you know, the environment should be pretty good up there. And, you know, you just don't know. You're dealing with 16, 17, 18-year-old kids, and and all of them react in different ways. And, you know, hopefully by playing in some of those games like that, that's going to help us out down the line.
All right. Well, Doug, I have the call on Thursday and Friday with the semifinals. Best luck to you, Doug.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you. Once again, our final on the boys' side, 63-52. Kearney Catholic with a win over Loup City to advance to the conference semifinals. The girls also advanced to the conference semifinals. Both the boys and girls teams from Kearney Catholic, the 3 seed, and Kearney Catholic girls pick up a 69-26 win over Donovan Trumbull. I'm Randy Busker. Thank you so much for joining us. We're our engineer, Stacy Johns, back in the studio. We'll send it back to regular programming. Good night, everybody.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.